Okay, so we're still here at the Festival of World Cultures at the Can Art Help Change the World exhibition. We're here with Sandra. Sandra, how do you think this exhibition is going at the moment?
I think it's going well and it's nice and the artists and dreams come true, hopefully. We think...
I think she's a little bit nervous there about being on radio, I think, but but seriously, like, what could you just explain to the listeners who won't get a chance to see the exhibition, like what this room, what's in this room?
It's all about dream come true, out. Do not think about it and.
Like there's a few televisions showing films. Sure, there's screens with pictures. There's a big board. Like there's the question being posed: can art help change the world? With a few other answers on it, but
there's some kind of things like dream come true about mid poverty history in Africa. What about the
Is that's from here, the Dream Project?
Yeah,
were you impressed with this, or flipping through the dreams from Cork and stuff like that?
Sorry?
You were looking through the book of what people had written, what their dreams were, and that came from Cork, from a project during the summer. So, was it interesting for you to read what other people's dreams were, what they hoped for?
Like, what I wrote there, so that the dream can come true in Africa, and so you can make poverty history, money, peace, food, and over in Africa, we need that, and things like that.
And where in Africa are you from yourself?
Nigeria. Yeah.
Okay, and in terms then of, say, being here at a festival in Dunleary in Dublin in Ireland, and there's an exhibition that's talking about Nigeria and Africa, I don't know if this is Nigeria, just on the screen at the moment, it's talking about
Nigeria?
This is, I'm not sure if it's Nigeria, but it could be Ivory Coast. Just some effects of multinationals and how trade is affecting some countries in Africa especially. But what do you think about, being as an African coming to Ireland and seeing this discussion starting to happen in Ireland, so people here are starting to learn about other countries and finding out what's wrong with them at the moment, and then what they actually can do to help those countries. Are you happy with this?
Yes, I am, because I think people are trying to make efforts to help Africans, for the poverty, and it's really bad over there. People are suffering, no food to eat, and I think if they can help Africa, have peace, money, and food to eat, mostly that, because food is one of the most things to eat.
And then recently with the what happened there with the big concerts, with Bob Geldof and Bono organizing these the Live 8, raising the issues about trade issues, about the G8, what the G8 is doing to the world, the unfair trade systems, which are maintaining a system whereby Africa is kept in poverty and people are starving and dying every day as we speak. Were you happy with what happened recently over the summer with these festivals, raising the issue with more and more people starting to go, G8, trade, what's this all about? What's Africa? Why are African people starving? I suppose what I'm trying to ask is, do you think it's working? If this exhibition, Can Art Help Change the World? Here we are at an art exhibition, and it's a process which is informing people about what is happening in the world, and hopefully getting people to do something about it.
Yeah, I think it can help people to do something.
Have you anything to say?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, and what about the rest of the exhibit or the rest of the festival? How have you found it?
I think it's nice because I was there yesterday and it was really nice. I'm impressed, and I saw the Africa show. People from Cork, they came to play Congo music, and it was really nice. Everybody was really happy. And
good. And the weather wasn't too bad.
Good, it was not too bad, it was okay, yeah.
Good stuff. So will you be here now for the rest of the day?
Hopefully.
Good stuff. So in terms of the question, can art help change the world, what do you think?
Yeah, I think art can change the world, maybe.
Do you think there's a lot of change that still needs to happen?
Yeah.
But maybe we might be getting there.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, how do you say thank you in Nigerian? Or
Thank you.
You speak English in Nigeria?
Yeah.
You've no local dialect there?
Yeah, we do.
And what's thank you in that?
Like, we have like different tribe, and in my, we have one general language, and thank you in language. And in my tribe, thank you is like Wesi.
Wesi?
Yeah.
Wesi. Okay, well, Wesi, Sandra.
Thanks.